Dictation for Samuel, S-A-M-U-E-L. Snover, S-N-O-V as in Victor, E-R. March 28, 44. Address as a letter to Jan Vargas, V-A-R-G-A-S. D-O-989-832-4134. Dear Dr. Vargas, consultation Mr. Snover with abnormal kidney function. Comes accompanied with family member. His major complaints are from frequency, urgency, nocturia, with problems emptying his bladder, small volume and poor flow. He still has his prostate. He's not aware of PSA or prior rectal exam. Denies infection in the urine, occasionally some burning. Does have incontinence. He is a large, tall, obese person. His appetite has decreased, presently only 1 meal a day, although weight is stable. There is some dysphagia, stable for a number of years, solids and liquids. In the past, EGD has been done and apparently negative. This was done by GI Mount Pleasant. I wonder if that was Dr. Vedula, V-E-D-U-L-A. Does have problems of constipation. 3-4 days later, liquid stools without any bleeding. He's still complaining of some discomfort right upper quadrant on the site of prior gallbladder surgery. Many years back, colonoscopy apparently was negative. Some hemorrhoids, but no active bleeding. He refuses to do any further colonoscopy. There has been minor edema. Does have neuropathy, hands and feet. No open ulcers. Follows with podiatry, Dr. Clark, C-L-A-R-K, at Claire, C-L-A-R-E, and apparently good pulses. Some bruises of the skin, no bleeding nose gums, no headaches. Prior TIA with weakness left-sided that apparently has resolved. No problems with the speech. Does have arthritis. Does have question migraines, but this is a new problem within the last few months. Very unusual for migraines, probably more related to cervical disc problems. He also has severe lower lumbar discomfort for what MRI and consultation is being done tomorrow. And radiation probably more right on the left, but no localized weakness. Next paragraph, his past medical history for obesity, hyperlipidemia, diabetes, minor neuropathy, denies retinopathy, TIA early this year and then in August with apparently negative workup. He denies any history of deep thrombosis, pulmonary embolism. He denies kidney stone, although that shows as a diagnosis in his records. No chronic liver disease. No coronary artery problems. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, updated medications include Norco, metformin, Prilosec, Flomax, Lipitor, Plavix, Bumex, Metoprolol, potassium, and stool softeners. The last 2-3 months, because of that question migraine, has been taking Excedrin twice a day in a daily basis. Next paragraph. Surgeries including a 5-vessel coronary artery bypass 2019 Midland. I stent 15 years ago. Tagino, Covenant, right knee replacement right knee procedures times two, a severe trauma when he was age 19 at work on the right knee, bilateral shoulder scope, bilateral carpal tunnel, gallbladder surgery, He mentioned a hernia, but I don't find documentation about it. Appendix, bilateral lens implant, tonsils adenoids, skin cancer. Next paragraph. For the practical purpose, no smoking. In his whole life, only 2-pack. Few days. Occasionally alcohol, not in the present time. No allergies. Other diagnosis according to records, asthma. Decreased hearing, kidney stones, sleep apnea, but unable to use the machine. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 205, 68 inches tall. Blood pressure was 90 over 40 on the right, 94 over 50 on the left. He is at alert, oriented time 3. No gross respiratory distress. There is decreased hearing by normal speech, bilateral cataract surgery. I don't see major facial asymmetry. No palpable thyroid or lymph nodes. No gross carotid bruit, GBD. Lungs are clear, distant. Appears regular prior mid-sternal surgery bypass. No pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen. No gross palpable liver, spleen, masses, ascites. No tenderness. Deformity of the right knee. Today, no gross edema, ulcers, decreased pulses throughout. The best probably is left dorsal pedis. However, I don't see gross gangrene. He does have tremor at rest on the left hand comparing to the right. Only few teeth left, no other mucosal abnormalities. Next paragraph, chemistries. Baseline creatinine since 2021 has been around 2.1. Most recent in August is 2.0 for a GFR of 33. No major sodium, potassium, acid-base abnormalities, a normal albumin calcium. Liver function test has not been elevated. GFR will be middle 30s, stage 3B. Last urine analysis in May of this year, no blood, no protein, no cells, no bacteria. August of this year, a low albumin 3.3, anemia 10.7, normal white blood cell, normal platelet count. This is when he was in the hospital with the TIA and weakness on the left side of the face, upper lower extremity. Next paragraph, a CT scan abdomen and pelvis without contrast. This is a year ago, August 2022. Gallbladder appendix are absent. Small umbilical bilateral inguinal hernia. Mild atherosclerosis aorta and iliac arteries. No kidney stones or obstruction. An echo from January of this year, normal ejection fraction 55%. This was at the time of another TIA. No major abnormalities. The most recent cardiac cath is from October 2021. The 5 grafts were open, background of 3 severe 3-vessel coronary artery disease. This was complicated with a question pseudoaneurysm on the right groin. There has been also a kidney ultrasound, 2018, relatively small kidneys, 9.9 right and left. Again, no obstruction. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. PKD stage 3-4, stable over the last few years. No evidence of uremic symptoms. No encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Background of diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease and procedures. No evidence of activity in the urine for blood protein or cells to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. There has been no evidence for obstruction or urinary retention on prior imaging. He's exposed to Excedrin for this migraine question cervical pain. Blood test was done before that exposure, so we'll see what the new chemistry shows. Notice blood pressure runs in the low side, but he's not symptomatic. Further evaluation for his lumbar disease, neurosurgeon, orthopedic surgeon tomorrow, including an MRI. I asked him to address the headache, which probably represents cervical disc abnormalities. If possible, discontinue Excedrin and all anti-inflammatory agents. We are going to monitor chemistries over time. We discuss the meaning of advanced renal failure, associated problems, including electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, parathyroid, and cell count anemia. Plan to see him back on the next 3-4 months. Please call me if any questions, end of dictation.